Oh, my. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Microphone Johnson.
Wow, what a treat this is.
Well, so what do we owe this pleasure? Microphone is the Hardlines correspondent. He's a truck driver at Mrs. Baird's and trying to get on here at the ticket as a reporter.
Well, first of all, don't particularly care for the Dunham Miller show too terribly much.
Thanks.
More of a hardliner type feller.
You don't like us?
Well, no, I think kind of sophomoric and childish. But anyway, I hated to see the old failed experiment of moving you guys to afternoon deprive me of the hardliner. So
it's just for one day,
yeah.
So get over it.
Well, I heard y'all doing this abortion of an interview here with Chris Anstey.
Hey, it's been okay.
Yeah. Until we did the Australian accent thing.
Yeah. By the way, Chris, this is Microphone Johnson. Microphone Johnson.
How you doing,
Chris
there?
Anstey.
I appreciate it. So Hambone called me up and told me to come up here and do a good interview with him.
Oh, really? So you're just going to barge in on our show, take over, and you think you can interview him better than we were?
Go ahead. We'll give you a couple opportunities here to ask some questions.
So I ain't got no time to prepare or nothing?
No, just you think you're the expert,
you're
reporter,
Mr. Interviewer,
here.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right. We rolling tape in there, Fake Expo, or whoever your name is?
That's Roger.
That's Roger Wicker. Here,
we'll tape this and run this on the Hardliner program. Chris, you don't mind me interviewing you, do you?
Not at all.
Okay. It's Microphone Johnson's interview with Chris Anstey.
Sorry.
That was a smart-ass thing to do here. Interview with Chris Anstey being recorded in 3, 2, 1. Please.
Sorry.
Excuse me.
Sorry, Microphone.
I'm doing this here.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. So, Microphone Johnson out here with an old legend of the game, Chris Anstey. Chris, how you doing today?
I'm really well. How you doing?
Well, that's kind of personal, but what's it like to be from Austria? Is that pretty fun? Or?
Well, if I was from Austria, I'd probably be able to tell you about it. But Australia's a little bit further away than Austria.
Oh, Marston, I'm sorry. I get your bio wrong there. So, so do you know Arnold Schwarzenegger?
He's my second cousin, actually.
Really?
Yeah, he's been down to Australia a few times, comes and crashes at our place when he comes down, and, you know, we hang out a little bit. Opened up Planet Hollywood down there, so we've got, you know, we get in there for a meal every now and again.
More information than I asked for there, but anyway, do you like basketball? Well, I guess answer that one now.
In how many words do you want that one?
Well, just one.
Yes.
One word answer there. What is your favorite thing?
What?
Well, what kind of question's that?
Well, I didn't have time to prepare here, so I'm having to go by
Claire.
See my pants.
Geez, what do I say for that one? Oh, I have no idea. I like so many things.
All right, well, we'll move on here. When you dribble, talk a little bit about that.
Geez, I'm trying to figure out which one you're talking about. Sometimes it happens simultaneously, actually. You know, it's hard to dribble a basketball while I'm chewing gum. Sometimes I get that dribble coming out the side of my mouth.
Okay. How are you doing today?
He's the worst interviewer in the world.
Well, you doing all right?
I'm doing
okay. do you like ambrosia?
Okay.
Well, back to basketball, if we could, briefly, Chris. What's it like to play with NBA stars like old Sean Bradley and Kurt Thomas?
It's fantastic, actually, on a serious note. One of the great things about playing with Sean, apart from the fact that, you know, he's such a great player and all that sort of thing, is that I actually walk out there and feel short. So that's something I've never had to deal with in Australia, and that was a little bit refreshing.
Fair enough. What are the ingredients to a Vegemite sandwich?
Bread and Vegemite.
What the hell's Vegemite?
The stuff that goes in between the bread.
Some kind of coughing compound? Ooh. What's up?
Yeah, okay. All right.
This is an NBA player.
One final question for you, Chris, if I may, before I let you go and we give this tape to them hardliners. How bad do you think Mr. T smelled? Looks like he smelled pretty bad. Anyway. Well, Chris, I appreciate your time, and you stay hard.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, thanks, Michael. Thanks for coming in here. Appreciate it. Yeah.